today's Heartbeat, where we're in the season of Lent, and today I'd like to talk about doing good works and almsgiving. And they're two different things, but they can be two the same things. Let me explain. In this season of Lent, we've been looking at our heart, our attitude, our behaviours, our language, and even though we're separating different sections, often it is all one thing. It is all encompassing of our heart, our attitude affects then often our speech or how we behave, how we act. But I'd like to look at God asks us, and not just in the season of Lent, but asks us to do good works. And the scripture that we're going to be mainly focusing on is Ephesians 2 verse 10, and it states this: "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." Let me read it again. "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." The first section of this scripture says, "For we are what he has made us." God has made us, you, a certain way with different gifts and abilities. But for everybody, he does state we are his workmanship. We are his masterpiece. So no matter what race, creed, colour, abilities that you have, gifts that you have, we are all his masterpieces. We may look different, we may appear very different, but we are all loved by God equally. And he states love, he states to us, we need to love our God, all heart, soul, mind of us, but also love our neighbour as ourself. And who's our neighbour? Everyone's our neighbour. Again, no matter what, from race, creed, culture, background, God asks us to love each other equally, to love each other as I would love myself. And most of us love ourselves quite a lot, look after ourselves quite a lot, that we should do the same to our neighbour. So if we are what he has made us, we are what he has made us. He created us in Christ Jesus. From the beginning of time, God knew what who he was going to make, his people. He knew he was going to make you. He knew he was going to make me. And he created us a certain way, not just created us with the color of the hair or the eyes or the skin tone. No, who we are, our personalities, our emotions, the depth of me, the depth of you. He created us in Christ Jesus. He created us to be his son or daughter in Christ, to be, you know, heirs to his kingdom. But it says he created in Christ Jesus for good works. He's created us not just to be us, that is part of it, to be us in Christ, but for good works. There's stuff he wants us to do. It's like he's given us a chore, a list. And sometimes we don't know what the chores are. We've got to work out what is my list, what is my purpose for being here on the earth, not just to love the Lord your God, but what's my, it's like an extra purpose, an extra job, an extra chore, an extra thing that God's placed within me, that he wants me to do, a good work. So he's prepared these good works. These works are not a result of me. They're a result of his grace. And he wants us to, it's not, you don't have to earn it. You don't have to really push yourself to even do it, because the good work's already there ready. It's more we have to be on the alert to see what the work is. We might have to push ourselves to go do that good work, because it might be, oh my goodness, I'm not doing that. Because we might have decided we'd like this, you know, something that's a bit more out there and la-di-da and amazing. Whereas the good work could be something that's hidden and more humble to do. But the result is that this grace God gives us, this ability God gives us, these good works, He's prepared, it says, God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. So it's even not just one item in my life. I'm just doing my life, ho-hum, doing whatever. And then all of a sudden there's this one priority, this one good work that God says, this is yours. No, He says, it's prepared beforehand to actually be our way of life. The good works might be everything that we do in our every ordinary day. It could be welcoming people at work. Hi, everybody, how's it going? How are you doing? It might be encouraging them when you notice that they're feeling a bit low. It might be being generous with your time, your effort, your talent by helping others. It might be offering to do the menial tasks that no one else chooses to do. Could it be encouraging someone with a word, with a hug, with a gift like, oh, buying them a coffee, a tea, and saying, I thought of you when I was buying myself a coffee here. I know you like a latte. Not expecting anything in return. Is it cleaning up after yourself at home for your parents? You know, without asking, without complaining, without being told you have to. Is it offering of yourself, offering of your time, your effort, your gifting? What good works could you do that even aren't naturally come from you? That it's from the Holy Spirit within you, nudging you, you know, helping you, saying you could do that. Does it come from your faith, from your belief in Christ? You know, belief in Christ without good works, God even says isn't as good. But He doesn't want us just to do good works and be good to people and not have the belief and trust in God, because then we're just doing it out of our own effort and it would never be as good. Acknowledging that it's God who's prepared the good works beforehand for us to do, and that it's His grace, it's His love, it's Him who created us in the first place. And it's He who is our life. It's He who is everything. You know, it states also in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let me just get it for you and read it to you. It says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The light of Christ that shines within you is seen by the good works that you're doing. It's coming out of who you are and what you do and how you behave and how you act. And because of your good works, God's glory is given. They give glory to God. They give glory to God because of you being in their life, of you, they seeing you doing the good works. It's like an extra reflection of God in your life. It's when you can't sometimes state Jesus by word, by proclamation of His name, but you can be Jesus. And because of that, people can say, wow, why are you like that towards me? And when you share, then they can give glory to God because of what you have done, who you stand for, Jesus Christ. Now, almsgiving is to me like an extra extension. It's something I'm not normally doing, but I should do. It's a bit like every week at church, we give our offering, our tithe. Money that God has given to us, or, you know, He's given us a job so we earn money. We then work out, Bruce and I, what we are going to give back to the church, to the priest for anointing him and helping him with his work, because we need to honor him, but also to do the work of God in giving to the poor or whatever. But sometimes there's extra and above that, where the bishop has announced he's you know, getting money for the poor in particular time. During Lent, it's Project Compassion. Well, it's, I don't take the money away from what I'm doing every week to give to that. I'm giving extra alms, extra giving, an extension of, at a special time, an extra extension. St. Vincent de Paul are having a week where they ask people to give so they can actually, you know, make up hampers or give food parcels, petrol vouchers, whatever is needed at a particular time. And it's an extra extension of what I decide to give. And God asks us to do this. And I guess Lent, the season before Easter, is a special time when we can really concentrate or focus on this, but it should be our way of life. What is the good works? It's our way of life, that it should just come from us naturally. We see someone at the shops who, I've seen it being done when they're putting their groceries through, and then they look at the thing and said, oh no, I can't afford that. Can you take that out? Have you ever offered, because you're standing behind the person, have you ever offered to buy those items that they couldn't afford? That's your almsgiving. That's your extra extension of generosity that you're giving to somebody. And God asks us to do that. And it's more to be aware and hear the Holy Spirit speak to you about it. But we can concentrate and ask God to, this week, I really would like to prioritize my good works and almsgiving. Would you open my eyes, open my ears, open my heart to see what I could do this week? And it's like an extra and above. And, you know, you can go, oh, you know, I'll get a tick for it. God will go, wonderful. No, it's something God says it should be our way of life as a Christ follower. Always think about that. Am I being Christ-like in my attitude, in my prayers, in my speech, in my heart to whoever I meet? Because that is what God's going to ask us at the end of time, to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You followed me. You were Christ-like to all in need. Think about it. What could you do with good works and almsgiving this week? We'll see you again next week.